John, overseas today, Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice expressed solidarity with Indian leaders following the militant attacks in Mumbai last week. Rice described the multiple attacks as the, quote, the kind of terror in which al-Qaeda participates. BBC correspondent Chris Morris is following developments and joins us now from Delhi. Good morning, Chris.
Morning.
So who is Dr. Rice consulting with and what are her aims for this trip?
Well, she's meeting all of India's top leaders, the Prime Minister, the Foreign Minister, the National Security Advisor. But beyond that, I think she wants to send a message to everyone in India. She said, my principal aim on arriving here is to express U.S. solidarity with the people of India. She knows that six Americans died in the attacks in Mumbai last week, but she also knows that the vast majority of those who were killed were ordinary Indians. And she knows that India has experienced a spate of terrorist attacks this year, but none quite like this one. And so I think that's her primary aim, to say publicly, we're standing with you. Then, of course, there's all the negotiation behind the scenes, asking India not to be too aggressive towards Pakistan, but at the same time trying to support India's demand that Pakistan hand over and cooperate with finding any suspects who are proven to be behind this attack. So it's quite a difficult balancing act for her to follow.
Let's talk about the India-Pakistan relationship in a moment. But first, there are reports today that U.S. intelligence officers warned India that an attack in Mumbai by seaborne terrorists was likely. Have you heard anything about this?
Yeah, it's quite an extraordinary series of events, actually, which has come out since the attacks came to an end, or since the siege at the two hotels, the Taj Mahal and the Oberoi, came to an end. Day by day, more information appearing about the kind of intelligence that was out there. There was, it seems, a warning from U.S. intelligence more than a month before the attacks that a seaborne attack on Mumbai was a possibility and that hotels could be a target. And then Indian intelligence, just 8 days before the attacks took place, intercepted a satellite telephone conversation in which targets in Mumbai were discussed. So there's no question that among all the intelligence chatter, some of this information was there. And I think a lot of the anger in India at the moment, especially among ordinary people, is why that information wasn't filtered out and dealt with appropriately.
How did the Indian government deal with it?
Well, it depends who you talk to. And I think most ordinary Indians think they dealt with it pretty badly because they look at an intelligence and a police coordination which just isn't there. I mean, there are state police cells, there are state intelligence cells, there's a national intelligence unit, there are national police. And the problem is they don't really talk to each other much and they're under-resourced. One senior official told me a couple of days ago, look, we haven't really updated our system since independence, and that's 60 years ago. So this is a system that's in urgent need of repair. And I know hindsight's a wonderful thing, but
right.
A lot of people who deal with intelligence matters say, you know, this was a disaster waiting to happen.
So what is the latest on how Indian officials are viewing the attackers and their possible relationship to the Pakistani government or other groups in Pakistan?
Well, I think that's the critical thing. What relation do they really have to official elements in Pakistan? The Indians are under no doubt that these guys were Pakistanis. They have one, as you know, still alive in custody, a young man called Azam Amir Kasab, who they say is from Pakistani Punjab. I think they have a whole lot of evidence about why they believe all these men are from Pakistan, the fact that they came by boat from the Pakistani port of Karachi. I think they're going to want to present that to Secretary Rice, so to back up when she speaks in public about Pakistan having to cooperate. The Indians want her to have seen their intelligence, the information they've gathered, to give added weight to her calls for Pakistan to really do something, not just to say out loud, we sympathize, we're going to cooperate, but actually to take action. And I think there's a lot of skepticism here that Pakistan intends to do any such sort of thing.
Is there any way in which multiple nations can cooperate on trying to crack down globally on Lashkar-e-Taiba, which is this group that has emerged and now is getting enormous coverage in South Asia and around the world?
Well, you know, one of the things which Secretary Rice mentioned in her first press conference here, she's going to be holding another one later in the day, was the need to crack down on the funding of militant groups. She says, you know, the amount of work we've done since 9/11 on chasing the funding, how people are paid for it, it's incredibly important. And that, I guess, would be one way. But, you know, Lashkar-e-Taiba is well embedded in parts of Pakistan, just as we know as elements linked to al-Qaeda, as the Taliban are. It's not going to be easy to simply wipe them out. And I think for the Pakistani authorities, the question is there a rogue element within the Pakistani state that has links with Lashkar Toiba, or do they have much more formal links? And if those formal links are there, that's what India says must come to an end.
Very quickly, is Secretary Rice planning to visit Pakistan?
It's a possibility. As you know, the Secretary's schedule isn't always announced entirely in advance. But it's interesting. Today, as she arrived here, the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Admiral Mike Mullen, arrived in Islamabad. And I think that gives an indication of just how critically the U.S. views the India-Pakistan relationship at the moment. There are senior officials arriving in these two countries day by day.
Chris Morris, South Asia correspondent for the BBC, giving us the latest on Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice's visit to India. Thank you.